On today's episode, we're going to learn about being a thought leader from one of the best PR coaches for millennials and pumpkin pie.
Let's go.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of The Blind Entrepreneur. I am your host, Jonathan Grzbowski, and today I have with me Amanda Rivera. She's 27 years of age. She is a Forbes-featured thought leadership coach who helps millennial entrepreneurs become influencers and thought leaders through mindset, messaging, and PR. And she's on a mission to empower the next generation of leaders to build courageous brands that bring healing, where there is suffering, hope where there is doubt, and courage where there is fear in the world. That introduction is spoken like a true PR coach. Amanda, how is your day going?
It is going amazing right now. So I'm getting to speak with you, which is super cool.
Which is the best part of your day. Literally
the best part of my day. Like, I've been like thinking about it all day. I'm like, oh, I get to talk to him today.
Just a few compliments, not all at once, please. But you also had something that relatively just went viral, so congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you. So I collaborated with 20 millennial male coaches and entrepreneurs, and we did this think piece on HuffPost about male masculinity, and they spoke out on their advice on like crying and being a man. Mm. So it was a really powerful piece.
Well, you won't get those types of conversations with me today. However, yeah. We're going to start the podcast off the same way we do every single time, which is an icebreaker. So without further ado, imagine you just had the best day of your life. Mm-hmm. What is that one piece of food that will make the day better?
Pumpkin pie.
Interesting. Okay. And now is this like seasonal? Because it is summertime-ish. So pumpkin pie, regardless of the season.
Pumpkin pie, regardless of the season. Like, I am a pumpkin spice. Whenever it comes out, like pumpkin spice time around the fall season, I literally get excited, go to my favorite coffee shop, and I'm like, I've been waiting all year for this. I am like a pumpkin-aholic.
They probably think you're crazy. You're like, I've been waiting
for this.
Yeah,
a little bit.
But I mean, is it any pumpkin pie? Is it like mom's pumpkin pie, dad's pumpkin pie, grandma's, or is it just like local store, whatever it may be?
Yeah, whatever it may be. I just tried out the pies at the Pie Hole in Los Angeles. So I'm traveling on the West Coast right now. And I was just like, yeah, this is amazing. Nice. So it was really good.
Not bad. So without further ado, the first real question is, tell us about yourself. Who are you and what is your story?
Yeah, for sure. So my name is Amanda Rivera. I am a 5 foot tall Puerto Rican and Italian chick from the East Coast. I have like super curly hair. I have a lot of energy and a lot of heart. And the intro you gave was like really perfect, because that's my mission right now. I am on a mission to nurture and empower the next generation of global leaders, because I believe when you empower global leaders, you could actually bring healing where there is suffering, hope where there is doubt, and courage where there is fear in the world. So my big mission is to turn these leaders into thought leaders and influencers in their space, so then we can actually share really powerful messages in the media, we can show up stronger, and we could actually make global change. So one of the things that really shaped me was when I was in college, I was dealing with a lot of depression, a lot of social anxiety, a lot of identity crisis, like figuring out what I was going to do with my life. So I had like a master's in corporate PR. So that's where my background is in. But I was just a mess. And to add on top of it, I had my parents' divorce. I had my cousin who I was really close to at the time. She passed away from meningitis within a span of 3 days. And so much was happening in my life at that time. This was around December 2012, where I had this huge aha moment where it was like, God forbid, if I was to die at 24, can I say I lived a full and expansive life? And so the trajectory I was on was like, I'm going to be this New York ad agency person. And it totally 180'd my life. I wanted to help empower people who are spreading positive messages, because positive messages was what got me out of my depression and got me out of the struggles that I was going through at that time. And why I'm really, really pushing the idea that one article, one piece of content, one social post can change the trajectory of someone's life, because I've had that happen to me multiple times and to the people I love. I read an amazing blog post article by Andy Drish. He runs the foundation, and that came at the perfect time when I needed to hear it the most. And it was because of that article I hired my first business coach.
Now, with that said, this is going to be a very blunt question, but why do you care so much about empowering the next generation? There are people out there that are just talking so much trash. Millennials are this, millennials are that. What would you say to those individuals?
So you have, one, you have to empower the next generation, because the next generation is going to be the one who outlives you. So if you want to leave any type of legacy or impact in the world, you have to focus on the next generation, because they're the ones who are going to actually implement and are going to keep it moving and keep the mission going. Also as well, like we are the most diverse generation that's ever been born, and same with Gen Z. And there's so many stories that need to be shared because of that. There's so many perspectives that need to be shared because of that. And entrepreneurship for me is not just a lifestyle shift. Like, it doesn't just like provide a really beautiful lifestyle, but it also is a spiritual movement as well, because there's that freedom. And when you have that freedom, you're able to not just focus on like, okay, baseline security needs, but you're able to focus on, okay, how am I going to be a better person myself, and how am I going to make my communities better for my kids, my grandkids, and my great grandkids.
So you also mentioned about hiring a business coach. You're a coach yourself. Let's talk a little bit about what you're doing to your customers, to your clients, that may be different than the average consultant.
Yeah, for sure. So first off, I'm a coach. So I believe that the power is within you. So I help pull who people are at their core from them. And then I help them create really powerful strategies and really powerful messaging so that they can show up as their most authentic self. Because it's not me sharing my story, it's you sharing your story. And so the work I do specifically focuses on media and PR. So that's the outlet that I help position people through. So I help them get featured in Forbes, Mindbody Green, HuffPost, all these different media outlets, just so they can get their message out there and as quickly as possible. And so that they can start building up their influence and start doing bigger and bigger projects.
So why is that? Why do you think that that's important? You know, like, you know, there are tons of people out there who have this social worth. Why is it important to be a thought leader? And why do I need it as a, you know, a growing entrepreneur? I'm speaking of hypotheticals, of course, but I'm just, you know,
For sure. So how I explain it, the difference between an entrepreneur and a thought leader is, it takes courage to become an entrepreneur. It takes heart to become a thought leader. That's the difference. So entrepreneurship is like the first level. Thought leadership is the evolution of entrepreneurship.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so if you want to leave a legacy, if you want to leave an impact, if you want to actually really push a mission behind your work that you do, you got to step into thought leadership. You got to be the expert of your zone of genius. You got to start speaking your truth.
I'll give you a scenario. I'm an entrepreneur who may not be able to afford somebody like yourself, who Obviously there's results and actions that I'm sure that you will automatically and be able to provide those individuals. But I'm a young startup. I don't have the resources that or know how to actually do this. So what are some steps that I can take today in order to become a thought leader? And then 6 months to a year down the line, I'm like, hey, Amanda, what up? I'm ready for you. What is that process like?
Well, first off, you should sign up for my masterclass, which is an e-course. It's an entry-level one. I show you like all my tips and tricks and pitch strategies on pitching these big media outlets, so you could start going straight from the get-go if you want to be more of a DIYer. And then my one-on-one coaching is where I work one-on-one with you. I like help you edit, copy edit your scripts, and then I help you come up with powerful strategies to position you. So there's always a way to get started. Like with any coach, they have different products at different levels to meet you where you're at. Another thing that I'm hearing is it's like a money consciousness thing that's popping up, and that's huge, which is funny because I actually have the book You're a Badass at Making Money by Jen Sincero. Shout out to Jen Sincero. And I highly recommend, if you're an entrepreneur, to read this book. Like literally read this book, start like underlining everything, because she answers to the T everything you're bringing up, because we actually live in an abundant universe. So if you believe in law of attraction, like attracts like. So if you believe that you can't afford it, guess what? You're going to see all the signs that you can't afford it. If you believe you can afford it, you're going to get all the signs and the intuitive nudges to help you afford it. Like, I've had situations where I was negative 400 in my bank account. Negative 400 in my bank account, was like living in hostels, was broke. I was more poor than the homeless person on the street. They had more services than I had. But I still believed in my bigger vision. I believed that I was here to make an impact. I believed that I was here for the greater good. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to be focused on that vision and just keep blinders to anything else that doesn't support that. And guess what happens? You get ideas for your next program. You get ideas. You get introduced to people who are looking exactly for your services. You get inspiration on how you can shift out of your current circumstances. It's positivity that shifts you out, not the negativity.
So you've been working with a lot of millennials. Do you feel like there's a consistent or common theme surrounding the millennial generation?
Yeah, for sure. So what I've found consistently with all the millennial leaders that I've been talking to and millennial entrepreneurs is we are a generation. I hate to use this word impact because it can be really cheesy and overused at times, but we're a generation of impact, and we're a generation of innovation. Which is exciting, because that means we are creating creative solutions to make this world that we live in better.
Okay. And I guess, as you're 27 years of age.
Yeah, about to be 27.
Yeah.
Please. Give me 26, please.
26 and some change. Yeah. You're still relatively young. I mean, you are very young. And you're a coach, and I guess when you think of coaches, you might think of somebody who is relatively older, expert. Mm-hmm. They have the expertise, they have the know-how. So how are you able to leverage yourself in a competitive market and still being able to have allow people to trust you to give them your business, or they give you the business?
Perfect. So I have a best friend, a biz bestie, and she says, authenticity is when you speak from what you know. So I never speak from what I don't know or haven't tested like a million times. Everything that I do in my business has been tested like God knows how many times. Every like pitch template I put in my e-course or I give to a client or whichever has been tested. Like everything has been tested to the umpteenth degree, to the point where I know it works. So when I pitch people for HuffPost, I know they're getting in. When I pitch people for Forbes, I know they're getting in. When I pitch people for Vice or wherever, I know they're getting in if they follow to the T what I give them. So I never, ever speak from not knowing around an area. But here's the shift. So yes, definitely you're young and whatnot. I specifically niched in the millennial and Gen Z market. So those are the people that I can speak to most powerfully. And if there's an area that I don't know, I'm humble enough to ask for help. So say like I'm not an expert when it comes to high ticket sales, but I have so many people in my community who are experts at high ticket sales. And so who I would reach out to them if I had a question around high ticket sales. Same with Facebook ads, same with like funnel marketing or any of that stuff. You know, you focus on your zone of genius and then you reach out.
That's interesting. And so I remember we talked a couple weeks or so ago about how you're constantly traveling. You're kind of like this digital nomad, so to speak.
Yeah.
Can you speak to that a little bit? And like, how is it going for you? And how can other people replicate it for themselves?
Yeah, for sure. You just do it. That's literally how you start. You just do it. You book the one-way ticket. You like book the hostel, hotel, Airbnb, and then you just, everything lines up from there. If you have a laptop, you have an online business, you can be a digital nomad like tomorrow.
You, I'm sensing like a theme. Wait, hold on. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. I went black. Let me mark the time real quick. 19. Okay. So I'm sensing a theme between mm-hmm. all of your answers of, I guess being depressed at around 24, and you had this like desire, this need, this want to just like do more. Mm-hmm. Was this something that you were always, do you think you were born with this, or is this something that like kind of just came to you and was like, I need to change? Like, I'm just trying to think of like where it all came from.
Yeah, for sure. So there's two answers to that. One, when I was little, I just knew in my heart that I was going to have a big future. So whenever I would pray and I'd ask the angels, like, what's my future going to be like? The only answer I got was big. I would keep asking. And the only answer I would get was big. That was the only words I would get as an answer. So I was like, okay, I'm going to have a big future. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I'm going to have a big future. And then when everything went down, when I was in grad school, like, so you're stressed out as is, and then everything like crumbles in your family. That was the shift that gave me more clarity on what that big would look like. And even to this day, you know, you never fully know what your legacy is going to be. I interviewed this amazing like Forbes Under 30 entrepreneur on my interview series. And he said, he's like, you never know what your legacy is going to be because your legacy is in the people you impact, but also the people you didn't know that you impact.
Hmm. And you feel as if that, I guess, marketing, branding yourself, PR is that way to go about doing it.
Yeah, I feel like it's the laser focus that's going to funnel in all the energy behind it. Hmm. So it gives it a nice rock solid container for things to grow in. And what grows in it is what ends up being the powerful movement.
So you're a solopreneur. I'm sure that you have team members that kind of like you could delegate tasks to. But for the most part that you're, you know, maybe in your own head for a large majority of the time. What would you say is your management style when it comes to just your team members? And then the follow-up question to that would be, you know, what do you do to kind of just escape, you know, your own head from, you know, your day-to-day tasks?
Yeah. So my management style is very like nurturing and empowering. So I reach out to, so I have a VA, I have my own mindset coach. I'm going to be hiring like a copywriter, copy editor soon. And it's, my focus is making sure that everybody is like happy and has everything they need to succeed. And then just like lots of open communication and just making sure that people feel energized and positive whenever they're working on stuff that I'm working. And also something that I had to learn, which might be helpful to, for your audience, is to relax on the perfectionism. Mm. So you can be so about your business. You're like, yes, this is how it's going to look. Mm. And then, you know, someone does their best and it's not to the expectation of where you have your best, and you got to like meet them where they're at and lift them up in a way that empowers them instead of disempowers them, which is so important when it comes to management. So I'll just leave that there. And then as far as getting out of your own head, I have to go on nature walks and I have to meditate and I have to walk while I'm writing. So everything you've seen has been text messages. Like all my blog posts were written on my phone because I'm literally walking while I'm writing it.
Interesting.
I have to walk.
Have you ever gotten any accidents while walking, while in your nature walks?
No, I'm like really good. I mean, I've almost walked into poles, but you can like sense them a bit more.
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah, even myself, like I remember one time I was texting and walking and it was like a gap and I totally just like, I practically ate it, and it was it was a very interesting experience.
Yeah, I'm like texting walking in like the woods, nice. Woodsy areas around the beach, so it's not like around pedestrians.
Well, I want to change the focus. You have such a fantastic energy and positive outlook. I love talking to you, and we've only been talking for about 20 minutes. So, but I want to shift the focus and learn a little bit more about who you are as a individual. So, you know, simple question, what do you do for fun besides nature walks?
So I love my bullet journal. So if you guys Google bullet journaling, I like to draw and doodle in my bullet journal and like write all these like positive things about myself. Like, you can do it, Amanda. You're awesome. So that puts me in a good mood. I like going to comedy shows. I like, improv theater. I like, actually, really, speaking of, I know I was mentioning hostels earlier, but I actually really love traveling through hostels. Now I travel through hostels with like some money in the bank and I feel good about it. But I love meeting travelers because you meet people from all over. So like Germany, England, like Japan, all over the place, and just like talking about their stories and being mad nosy. So I love doing that type of stuff.
Well, I'm curious, right? So you're traveling hostels. I'm sure you meet other entrepreneurs. Is that like an actual prospecting strategy that has been successful for you?
Trying to think. I've made some like really cool contacts, especially more in the San Francisco area.
Oh, I can only imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. So, because there's a lot of like tech founders that are like staying in hostels and all that. So I've made a lot of good contacts.
Well, I'm just curious, like for your business, it's very like, they're not gonna like you until, I mean, I'm sure that you're very easy to get along with, but they're gonna love you even more when you're able to place them inside of the magazine or platform. So would you say, like, what would you say is your sales strategy? What are your sales tactics? There's a ton of coaches that listen to this podcast. So there's always ways that they need better advice and help to get more sales. So like, what are some of your approaches? What are your tactics?
Got it. So with the hostel, it's more social. Like I'm meeting people on like a friend to friend basis. For sales for my business, networking events, so events that are specifically geared for entrepreneurs, and my Facebook group. So that's been helping a lot. And then I do text message sales, which is the highest converting thing ever, more so what? Than discovery calls.
Really? All right, please explain.
Okay, so
sell me on text message selling.
It's so cool. Okay, so we all have like our own ways of doing things. Like I can't do like a hardcore sales script. I just come off mad awkward when I try to do like these hardcore sales scripts. But what I can do is be like really like energizing via text message or like on the phone or in person. And so with text message sales, it's via Facebook Messenger. So it's via DM. They're either in my Facebook group or on my Facebook page. Like I reach out to them, get to know them a bit more. And I'm like, okay, let's move this conversation over to direct messenger, which is Facebook Messenger. Then on there, I'm like getting to know more about their business, what they're like. We share memes and like, make it really fun. And then in that area, I'd either get them onto a discovery call or I'd just make the sale right then and there. I'd be like, hey, you know, we've been like messaging via text message here for a while. Like I see where your needs, boom, boom, boom. This is the offers I have. Here's the link to sign up for them. Let's get started. When do you want to get started? And I've literally sold a 7K program via Facebook Messenger.
Nice. That's awesome.
And I was just like, what? But yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. That's awesome. I mean, I think going back to your quote from your mentor, which was, you know, authenticity. And I think that was your mentor that said that. I mean, you're so wise that maybe you even said it, I'm not sure. But but I think it's interesting that if people can see how authentic and real and cool and chill you are, they'll reciprocate by being a client, et cetera, et cetera. So with that in mind, you have a system, you have a process. What are some of the habits that have helped you become more efficient throughout your day?
Yes. So Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod, start the morning like that. So if you don't know what the Miracle Morning is, which I think a lot of people know about it by now, but
I have no idea what that means.
Oh, nice. Okay. So Miracle Morning.
Drop some knowledge on us.
The acronym is SAVERS, which is silence, affirmations, visualizations, exercise, reading, and scribing. So pretty much in the morning, I do some sort of reading, affirmations. I visualize how my day is going to be. I get into the zone and start exercising. And I journal a bit. Like I just get into a really good feeling space in the morning and just amp my energy up. And then I go into my work day. And if I catch my energy lagging a bit, that's when I do some push-ups, squats. I might do some wind sprints, all that stuff to amp up my energy again.
Interesting. I'd say we're very similar in that aspect. People think I'm crazy for just randomly doing push-ups in the middle of the day. But you're saying that's it's working for you as well.
Yeah. And it gives you tons of energy.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I guess with that same aspect, what are some resources in terms of technology that you use that you just can't live without?
Todoist. So Todoist is a productivity app, and it helps me put all my tasks into one area. Google Calendar, Calendly.com for setting up appointments. And then which one do I really like? I like mindset, like mindfulness apps, like GPS for the soul, Om Vana, like meditation apps, all that good stuff. Scrivener for book writing.
Scrivener?
Yeah, Scrivener. It helps you like organize your chapters. So there's like a lot of good resources out there actually.
Well, one of my last questions that I have is the Blind Entrepreneur podcast was created for individuals who basically was your 24-year-old self. That individual who may be temporarily lost, blind in business, so to speak, stuck in that headspace. So, what are three pieces of advice that you would give to an individual that's in that current space? Speak to your 24-year-old self.
Okay. Amanda, I'm going to sit you down right
Well, if you start that
now.
way, it's gonna be
Right
like I'm in trouble.
now.
But I feel like we should set like mood lighting of some
I know,
sorts.
like, dun, dun, dun.
Exactly.
Okay, so I would tell her to amp up her energy. So I tell her, like, yeah, I know you're going through a lot right now, and you're gonna heal, and you're gonna do so much amazing things, but you need to stay focused on your mission, because your mission is what's gonna actually be the thing that pulls you out of that. Like, you're gonna do all this, like, healing and Reiki and all that stuff, and it's gonna be powerful, and it's gonna help release a lot of powerful blocks for you. But the mission, you're focusing on your mission, is going to be the very thing that will pull you out of that. And then second, I would tell her to get super specific on her niche and stick with it. So pick one thing that you're really damn good at and do it. And with your content, your messaging, and showing up, like, speak around that one thing that you're really good at. And keep highlighting it, highlighting it, highlighting it, and highlighting it. So you can talk about, like, birds, you can talk about basketball, you can talk about whatever, as long as it always ties back in to the one thing you're really good at. And then I would also tell her that she needs to be laughing like crazy 24/7. So she needs to, when she's stressed out, to go, like, read some memes, to go, like, watch some funny comedy stuff, to go, like, go to a comedy show, to just laugh with some people, to go play a prank on someone and an April Fool's joke, so then she can get back into what makes her awesome.
That is some fantastic advice. And without further ado, the podcast is officially over. So go ahead, look into the camera in 30 seconds. Tell us how people can follow you, how can they be a part of your journey, and how they can be a part of your mission.
Got it. All right. So go to amandarivera.co. That is my website where you can get access to all these goodies. Also, join the Millennial Thought Leaders Mastermind Facebook group. It's a powerhouse Facebook group of, like, TEDx speakers, Inc. 500 entrepreneurs, and Hay House authors who are on a mission to be the next generation of global leaders. And you can also follow me on Instagram at InspireMeAmanda for a whole bunch of inspirational quotes.
And all of those links are going to be directly in the show notes so they can be a part of your mission as well and follow you along the whole process. Amanda, thank you so much. For those of you that are still watching, still listening, thank you for always liking and subscribing. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much for watching this video. Don't forget to follow me on any and all social media platforms using the long last name above, followed by the letter J. If you want to get lost into the dark abyss of YouTube, click either left or right for another video. And finally, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. No, seriously, don't forget.